Big day today, you guys. Today is National Deep Dish Pizza Day. And so we have a question for you today. Thin crust or deep dish? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer, and we must convene Pizza's Court. Mamma
mia! My Talk and Team Cobra present...
The best pizza night ever.
That was the worst pizza I ever had.
The Pizza's Court.
Pizza, where's pizza?
Where pizza's judged. In court. Get it? Pizza's Court? Do I have to say this?
Yes.
With the Honorable Judge Topner presiding. Somebody hit the audible eye roll for me, will you?
Oh, jeez.
Bradley?
What's going on?
We ask today of our listeners,
deep
dish or thin crust pizza? 651-641-1071. Because today is National Deep Dish Pizza Day. And I was thinking to myself, do I even like deep dish pizza? Because when was the last time I had it?
I don't know. When was the last time you had the dip?
I don't even know.
The dip dish.
I don't even know.
Dip dish.
651-641-1071. We will take your calls and we will render a judgment at the end of this.
So
and then
you...
we will kill the one that loses.
Oh my God. You did not tell me we were going to be so intense.
I'm just kidding.
It's pizza.
I'm just kidding.
My question is, you're saying... I need a better euphemism than the sort of setup we usually do, which is like basically you're saying if right now you've got a thin crust pizza and a deep dish pizza in front of you, which one
am I putting my whole face in?
That is a very thoughtful question.
I'm going thin crust. I know we've got some callers on the line. Let's get to the callers.
Okay.
Let's go to Katie.
Hello, Katie. Katie, the big question of the hour in Pizza's Court, deep dish pizza or thin crust?
Deep dish pizza if it comes from the Italian pie shop on Grand Avenue.
Okay.
See, there's always caveats,
we're gonna specify
right?
that.
Yeah.
But otherwise, no.
No. And just for your listeners, if they order a large deep dish pizza today, I will give them $3 off said large pizza.
Look at you! Yes! Pew pew! We love
Thank you, Katie.
You,
pew,
Katie. Pew, pew. And the Italian pie shop.
Who do we have next, Holly?
It's Mary.
Hi, Mary. And by the way, 651-641-1071 if you want to weigh in on deep dish.
Deep or
thin crust. Mary, deep dish or thin crust?
It is deep dish all the way. And I will say I agree with the Italian pie shop on Grand when I used to live in St. Paul. And your gal pal in South Carolina.
She's moved on.
Yes,
but
it's 80 and sunny. But I will tell
it's
you.
It's 80 and sunny here too, Mary.
I know. I heard that. But there's a place in Chicago that makes a deep dish pizza, but they make it upside down in the oven. So when it comes to your table, they flip it right side up.
Oh, I like this.
It's phenomenal.
I wish
I remembered the name. I'll have to Google it next time I talk to you. I'll let you know.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Mary.
I'll Google it too, Mary, because I think my Google works. Here, I'll tell you.
Oh, you are real bitchy today.
No, I didn't mean to be. I just wanted you to. Is it oven grinder?
Mary will tell us. She told us the next time she calls.
The Oven Grinder Company's stuffed pie is flipped upside down, letting the homemade sausage-laced bolognese sauce and cheese filling slide into the triple-raised Sicilian crust.
Who does not love a good bolognese?
I'm getting sweaty just listening to the description.
Yeah. I think that's why I'm going for the thin crust. What?
Nothing. I'm very excited to talk about pizza.
Okay. What about you, Bradley?
Oh, Deep dish or thin crust? Thanks for asking. It's hard, man, because thin crust, like, all the time, like, who doesn't want a thin, like, if you put a thin crust, but I have a question, and I don't mean to be more complicated, to overcomplicate this, but I always get confused when people say thin crust.
Ah.
Do you just mean, like, crust?
No, I mean
like
thin crust.
Like, the crispier crust?
Like, the crispy crust. Like, oh, I will tell, let me give you a frame of reference.
Okay.
my friends at Carboni's.
Yeah.
On Cedar, that's they do a thin crust.
And then so that's just like a typical, like, you know, like a Heggie's, it would be a thin crust, right?
Right. It's like not hand tossed.
It's a little crispy.
Yeah, it's a little crispier. To me, okay, so can I just extol the virtues of the thin crust? Because to me, the toppings then go all the way to the edge or super close to the edge.
Well, then you can
do
square cut, which I love.
Right.
And some people try to pretend that's like a Minnesota style, but like they do that everywhere. But I do, I would just have to say, even though, I'll tell you why it's difficult in a minute, but I mean, that to me is just pizza, and I would always choose the thin crust, because to me, a deep dish pizza, although there are a few that are amazing, mm-hmm. Italian Pie Shop, of course, but they also make one at Belluto that will literally make your head explode, called the Fugazzetta. I didn't swear. And it's a deep dish pizza that is life-changing, but I don't want that all the time. That's like a sometimes experience.
Yeah.
And like Davani's even. I love Davani's deep dish, because they put the sauce on top. I mean, I can get behind a deep dish, but
You won't be behind it for long.
They'll be behind me.
Okay.
But 9 times out of 10, I would just want a thin crust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
You can just snarf down an entire pizza.
Yeah. And you feel real good about yourself.
Yeah.
It's an event. You have to plan for a deep dish.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have...
And you're going to have like two slices of mm-hmm. that are like a really... Because they're huge and they're usually like a half pound of cheese on each thing.
Yeah.
So,
and you're going to have some indigestion for a hot moment.
Your innards are going to seize up.
Yeah.
It's going to be... You're going to be walking around with a brick in your colon. I'm sorry. It's just... That's the way it is.
Sometimes the truth
is. You're
going
to have to pregame the fiber just to keep everything moving.
Yep. Well, that's the thing with the deep dish pizza is you have to pregame that experience. You have to put a certain amount of premeditation into mm-hmm. eating a deep dish pizza in the way that thin crust, it's more, you know.
You can just gobble that sucker up.
At a moment's notice. You don't need to even think ahead. It just shows up. You can eat it. But like a deep dish, I mean, you got to plan for that occasion.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we've solved this.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And that's no slight against the deep dish.
No, and trust me, there's a time and a place for a deep dish. But more often than not, I'm going thin crust.
Yeah.
Did we have any more callers, Holly?
No, because we got to go.
Fine. Great. We'll do that then. Fine.
Okay.
Go then.
We're gone.
I'm gone.
Fine.
When we come back, speaking of eating things, we'll talk about Armie Hammerable Lecter after this on My Talk 107.1. Armie Hammerable Lecter. That's what we call him on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
What's going on with Armie?
Well, so you know that there's this like crazy rumors about him being a cannibal, but then there's this sexual assault investigation that's ongoing. And we talked about last week how this has led to the end of all of his existing film roles. Well, it's not just film roles, because he's now had to exit a Broadway play, which I didn't even know
he was a Broadway play.
I didn't know that was a thing. Are we doing Broadway?
I didn't think we were.
But this was for the 2021-22 season that he was working on a play called The Minutes. And the minutes are counting down to the end of his career, because he has now left that production. However, it is not news that Armie Hammer has lost another job. Last week it was news that he lost his last film job.
Right.
But this is news because he actually made a statement about it.
Okay, and he made a statement about losing the job, which we have not heard words come out of his mouth about anything.
Correct.
Really.
Yeah, I mean, he talked about how the rumors and it's all a bunch of butter and all, right? Remember, mm-hmm. he tried to say that essentially, that this was just nonsense and B to the S, I believe is how he phrased it, using the actual words.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, he really hasn't said anything. I think he's said a few things through an attorney, but no like direct statements.
Okay, so what
and
is
I
he
don't
saying?
Know that this is necessarily a direct statement, but it's certainly the most statementy statement we've gotten yet from actor Armie Hammer, who, as far as I know, is still in Grand Cayman, but separate story.
I don't know where he is.
Quote, and this is about him leaving his role in The Minutes on Broadway. Quote, I have loved every single second of working on The Minutes. It's a good thing he didn't say I loved every single minute, because that'd be kind of redundant. But
that's how you can tell he had somebody helping him craft this.
Exactly. I loved every single second of working on The Minutes with the family I made from Steppenwolf, said Hammer in a statement posted to Broadway's Best Shows. Quote, but right now I need to focus on myself and my health for the sake of my family. Consequently, I will not be returning to Broadway with the production.
Interesting.
Now, can I just tell you what I thought was particularly noteworthy in that statement?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But right now, I need to focus on myself and my health.
Mm.
Interesting choice of words, Armie Hammer.
Yeah.
I wonder. Mm. I wonder, and I've been around the block a few times.
Yeah.
If we are heading towards a rehab situation for Mr. Hammer.
Okay, so we have been...
rehab.
We have been blind iteming this for a very long time.
Yeah.
And we've wondered when this move would take place, because it seemed like he was resistant. And it clearly felt like something that maybe his team was pushing him toward. As not only a rehab, I mean, more for a career rehab move than
but this to me sounds like somebody who's going to actually go to rehab or something, because that's the move typically, right? Like when you do something socially unacceptable, or in this case, potentially illegal, because you'll remember that Gloria Allred has is representing Effie, the female. Who had a detailed accusation against him, saying that he assaulted her for hours in L.A. in 2017, and was violent, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the only thing I can imagine is that because it's a lot of, like, you know, with the exception of this investigation aside, you would have to imagine they'll wait until the results of the investigation are revealed before they do anything. Like, he's not going to make a move before he has to find out whether or not he's going to have to respond to an investigation.
No, that's a good point.
Right?
Yeah.
So I imagine the investigation will be resolved. Whatever happens, happens. And assuming he doesn't get charged with something, then he will go to rehab because he likes sex with ladies.
Mm-hmm. And
eating them.
Accoutrement. I'm just saying, like, he likes to tie.
He's kinky. You're kinky, you have to go to rehab.
Yeah.
I think is the message here.
By the way, we're being facetious. We are not kink shaming.
No. I'm saying in Hollywood.
That is the PR message that will accompany such a move on his
behalf. For the sake of my family, I am going to take this time to reflect on my behavior.
Right.
Like, I could write these statements in my sleep. You know, really, celebrities should hire us because...
I do think... Yeah. You know, here, this is the job I want us to have. I don't want us to have to do the apologizing. I don't want us to have to. What I want is for us to be the apology proofreaders. Right. So before a celebrity goes public with a statement.
Yeah.
They write it.
Oh, for sure.
And then they pass it over to us.
You're not saying that because you sound like an idiot.
And this is why.
Yeah.
You know, we'll analyze it and tell you why it doesn't work.
And we'll give you better things to say.
I mean,
like, I like to get freaky deaky.
Yeah.
It's none your business.
Yep.
And now I'm going to reflect and focus on my children.
I would like to say there will be an upcharge if we have to reword it for you.
Oh, well, that goes without saying.
Yeah, duh. Like,
because you're just they're not going to do it
for free.
They're not going to do it correctly. I mean, evidenced by the number of, especially if you're a man, chances are you're going to need some like,
I really want to see where this is going. You know, honestly, this is, and here's the real secret. The real secret goes like this. Our real answer to people, if they put their apology or whatever statement they wanted to make out to us, we would delete everything except for the words, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because part of the problem is celebrities say too much.
That
and
is
it
true.
Always gets me in trouble.
I I'm taking their money, so I'm going to give them the boilerplate experience that they think that they need. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to prevent them from saying things that take back everything else they're saying.
Right.
Because that's typically the problem, is it'll be like, I have looked back and focused and done the things, and then, if I have offended anyone, I'm truly sorry. Nope.
No.
You can say all the other stuff, but you need to say, I am sorry for the damage I have caused, and here is that damage,
yeah.
And here's how I will do it differently in the future.
Yeah, and the word if shouldn't be anywhere near that, right?
Yeah, and it should not be based on other people. Like, just own it.
Yeah.
And
the faster you own it, the faster you can move on.
Yeah.
With your stuff.
Exactly.
And get
Call
to doing whatever else you want to
help.
Thank you.
Let us be your army.
That was a great tagline, Bradley.
I don't think he's listening, but...
Maybe he is. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, dumb people doing dumb things. Crazy, stupid idiots. We'll tell you all about them when we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. I'm one of the greatest, ain't no debate. Dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
And these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again, oftentimes in the state of...
Florida. Sometimes other places. Like where?
Florida.
Get it. Oh, get it.
Florida.
Yes.
No, we're going to Florida
first.
We're
staying in Florida.
No, we're going there.
I mean, we're
going
to go there, and then we'll stay there.
Maybe.
For a little
Maybe.
Bit. I mean, just like for the story.
Okay, I want to tell you about a 22-year-old.
Okay.
And his name is Cruz Humes. And Cruz...
That is a strong name, by the way.
Cruz Humes?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well...
I'm just saying, you got to live up to a name like Cruz Humes.
I mean, I feel like he's living up to his name by getting attention.
Okay.
But it's not going to be attention that anybody wants. So Cruz Humes is 22, and he works at the Publix, which is a grocery store chain in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he was really stressed out recently.
Oh, we all are.
Yeah, I know. It's been a rough go for all of us, right? Yeah. So he got stressed. He was at work, or he might have been at home. It's not very clear in this particular story. But here's the thing. He decided he needed a little stress release. He needed to relax, take it easy. And so he went to the parking lot of the Publix. Okay?
Okay.
And took a load off. That was a bad choice of words. That was a very, very poor choice.
Were you referencing the song The Wait by the band?
No, but thanks for the musical reference.
Yeah, take a load off, Annie.
Take a load off, Fanny. Mm-hmm. Is it Annie or Fanny?
It is technically
take
it's
a
Fanny
load for free,
but everybody says Annie.
Take a load off, Fanny.
Did he take a load off his Fanny? Did he go potty in the parking lot?
No. Oh. Let's just say he tried to relax in a different way.
Do I
and
need
Holly,
my finger?
You need your finger.
Thank you.
Like we made some poor choices with our words.
Yep. And I'm not going to reiterate them because it'll just seem more distasteful.
Move forward.
But let me tell you that the 22-year-old Mr. Humes was inhaling the fumes of sexy time in his vehicle in clear visibility of the people in the Publix parking lot.
The Publix. Sorry.
Really?
That was a bad choice, too. I made a bad choice.
So he was at the Publix, and they said, dude, why are you yanking your business
in Publix?
The Publix parking lot. And he said something very, very interesting, which earned him crazy stupid status, because let's be clear, yanking your chain in a parking lot is not, this is not unusual behavior. It sounds like it, but... Let's just be
Not
clear
for
to
crazy,
the audience.
Stupid idiots.
In this segment, that has happened before.
It sure has.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But it's why he said he had to do it in the parking lot versus, say,
any other place that would be
any
appropriate.
Any other appropriate private space.
Have your special personal time.
Would you like to know why he said he needed to do it in plain view of everyone? By the way, he was looking at on his phone while he was doing it.
Okay.
With his Schwantz and Gruber out.
Okay, thank you for clarifying where everything
I'm
was.
I'm just saying it was out. It's not like he was in just Publix. Sitting in the car with minding his own business with the shades up or something.
The car shades.
Have shades in their car.
Okay, why was he doing that in his car?
Yeah, that's what I asked you.
I know, I'm trying to think of his reason. Chill, okay?
So because his usual spot was taken.
That's a good guess.
Occupied.
That's a very good guess. But that's not the correct answer.
Because driving makes him horny.
No, but that's also a very good guess and something I feel like we've probably heard before.
For sure.
But he said because he was afraid of getting caught.
Oh.
He was afraid of doing it at home because he was afraid he would get caught there.
Okay. Well, awkward.
Want to do that math?
I just did. Carry the one.
Yeah. Nope. I mean, I feel like... That's where you're supposed to do it.
Right.
Unless he doesn't have a private place at home. Well, he says he came to the public parking lot of Publix to... and he didn't want to risk getting caught at home. Mm. And apparently then went on to admit that he does this 2 to 3 times a week in the parking lot.
That's a lot to be doing that in the parking lot and thinking you're never going to get caught. And also, I bet that somebody is checking some security footage today.
Yeah. Well, he probably doesn't work at the Publix any longer, I would imagine.
Does he work at the Publix?
Yeah. He works there.
Yikes. Yeah, you're right. Probably they're not going to be having him back.
No.
Sorry about that.
No, where are we going now?
We are going to, good question. Oh, we're going to Seoul, Korea.
Oh, I would like to go back there.
That was a nice humble brag.
Mm.
Yeah. Back in my days in Seoul, Korea when I
only spent 3 days there. I would love to spend more than 3 days.
Okay, I've spent zero, so you...
Yeah, well...
Lucky. All right, so we're going to Seoul, Korea, and we're going to an art exhibit in Seoul, Korea.
I would like to do that.
We are going to definitely have to discern who the crazy, stupid idiot
is. Oh, it's like a choose-your-own-adventure?
Sort of. And listen, I'm going to hesitate a little bit because I know we're not supposed to call artists crazy, stupid idiots, but they're implicated in this. So here's what happened. This couple went to see an art exhibit... At Seoul's Lotte World Mall.
Lotte World, okay.
It's spelled Lotte.
Oh, that's a big company.
Okay, so there. Anyway, so they're at the mall, and there's this art exhibit there. And so they see the art exhibit, and it looks like it's a very, very large painting. Looks kind of, I don't want to say abstract, but it is, it looks like a Jackson Pollock-y kind of, just splattered paint everywhere. And then on the floor in front of the painting is paintbrushes and paint cans, the ones that the artist used to do the art. This art, by the way, was painted by Paris-based artist John Won. Before a live audience in 2016.
Okay,
so this whole entire, it's art that was done live in front of an audience. Now it's being displayed.
Like a mural. Cans,
it's like a mural. Yeah, it's huge. It is worth $500,000.
Okay.
So this couple roll up to look at this painting and they're like, there's like all these paint cans and stuff here. Oh, this must be like an interactive art experience. Maybe just people are adding to this and that's like the art of it, right? Because all the paint is sitting right there and the paint brushes. So they pick up a paintbrush and they add their little touch to it.
It's like that lady who tried to fix that one Jesus painting.
And made it look
horrible. Yeah, wasn't she trying to clean it or something?
She was trying to restore it, and she restored it ugly.
Yeah.
Oh. honey.
Well, these two, I mean, listen, if I'm looking at this painting and it's my first time, I think it looks like what they did belongs there. But the people who, the person who's responsible for the art.
So that's like saying, like, Michelangelo paints the Sistine Chapel. Somebody comes along and is like, oh, I'm going to add a little bit of a, I'm going to add a bird over here. I think a bird will look great.
I think, you know, maybe Adam needs a mustache. Yes.
Okay, but can we talk about all the things that went wrong here? They did not have anything signifying that you were not to touch the painting.
Well, that's problematic.
Well, right? Yeah, well, since, who can blame them then?
It's exactly.
Like, cool, I want to be a part of this. Fun.
Right? And the paint was sitting out. Now, I would...
Yeah, but did you just pick up somebody else's... Like, I'm sorry. You would never do this.
But also, how is that paint still wet? It's been sitting there since... It's the stuff he used in 2016.
Well, that's why... I also feel like you would never walk onto like an active paint scene and be like, I'm just going to add my touch to somebody's mural because it's interactive. There is no indication that it's interactive other than there's stuff there. But that's like saying that like a bank is like an interactive wallet. Like, oh, look, I see some cash. I'm just going to take this here. Nobody said I couldn't. I don't feel like any of you would do this. Like at a bakery, like, oh, I'm just going to take this thing here. Nobody said I couldn't.
It's performance art.
Yes.
Well, I mean, man that's eating the thing donut. About art. Art is confusing sometimes.
I mean, I will grant you that I could understand being confused. Like, oh, is this an interactive exhibit? Excuse me, sir. Can you tell me more about this? Can I just pick up a... No, you most certainly can't. It's a piece of art. Oh, okay, thanks. Just had a question. Right, like you your first response when you walk upon this is to not like if you saw a construction scene, you wouldn't just like start pouring concrete.
Go to town.
Well, nobody said I couldn't.
It was just sitting there. Again, I just think art can be weird. So like I don't know.
Put up a sign and it sucks that they weren't more clear, but ultimately who's the boob that just picks up a brush and starts painting on somebody else's mural?
So now they have to check with the artist to see if they want to have it fixed.
Oh.
Like, can they take the marking off?
Well,
that's so bizarre.
I mean, I don't understand it in the first place, but... Because it looks like just a bunch of splotches.
I know. Again, like...
But that's modern art for you, man.
Man, one time I went to see an art exhibit at a modern art
museum.
Gallery museum place, and it was literally boxes, like squares of different sizes and different primary colors, and that was it. Mm. I should have been an artist.
Yeah, we all should have.
Oh, well.
But we get to make art with our voice.
Is that what this is?
It is.
Yeah. Where are we going next, Brad?
I don't think we have time.
Fine, we're not going anywhere.
Bye!
But when we come back, we're going to play a game. That game is called The Throwback.
Live!
After this on My Talk 107.1.